Hey there, friends. It's Nick with episode 298 of the Story Hacker podcast. Now, listen, there's going to be a bad word in this podcast. So if you are sensitive to language, I salute you, by the way, if you're sensitive to language or you are listening with young people present, then by all means, skip this one. And I'll see you in the next podcast. So yesterday I was talking about this project that I'm grappling with. I prefer grapple to struggle because it implies I am going to wrestle it to the ground eventually. And I will. But one of the fascinating things about this storytelling stuff is how far it reaches. You know, I'm deep into it, but in some ways I feel like I'm still so close to the surface, because story touches on all kinds of areas you wouldn't expect. Linguistics, behavioural economics, memory, evolution, biology, psychology, art, neuroscience, all these different things. And I find as much reading as I do, my reading list just gets longer and longer and longer. And that's okay, because I'm in this for the long haul. And I think what I'm discovering is how important this stuff is. You know, I don't know whether I've mentioned this before, but you know, after I sold the business, my agency, so sometimes I used to lay awake at night thinking, what are you doing, you total wanker? You've sold a perfectly good business and now you're going to make your living writing thrillers. Are you mad? What the hell have you done? And oh, it's good to feel a laugh. But actually, that led me to the study of story. And the thing is, it goes so deep. It is so deep. It is wired into all of us. And do you know what? That makes me happy. It makes me happy that I've got so much to learn, because it shows me how important this is. So let's just, circling back to me lying awake in bed, calling myself a wanker. You know, here's the thought that goes through your head, right? So I sold a business that I'd owned for 20 years, a good business. I didn't have to go into the business and work at all. It was just sitting there, you know, working well, making money. The guy who ran it, who now owns it, doing a fantastic job, Neil. Anyway, it's quite nice when you get to that situation, because people think you know what you're doing. You know, intelligent, careful people ask you for advice. And, you know, we all want to tell ourselves the story that is, we made, you know, we made this thing happen. We built this business. But we know from the work of people like Daniel Kahneman and Nassim Taleb that we attribute so much more importance to intention and hard work and all these things that we like to hear about than we do to just simple things like luck. And you know what? Sometimes after I'd sold the business, when I was lying awake at night calling myself bad words, the thought that came to my mind was, you just got lucky, Nick. Now, you think about when I started that business, 1997, 3 years before the dot-com boom. So it was all ramping up. Not only that, there weren't that many web agencies in 1997. Not only that, I had experience from IBM. You know, I'd been working at IBM's new media lab, and that was a very impressive thing to be able to say to, you know, potential clients of my business, you're getting IBM level work for half the cost. Now, listen, I know because I put in so much work over those 20 years. I know it's not just luck, right? But you get the idea. You know, what we did there was really surf a kind of tide. You know, there was a tide that was raising all boats. And yes, we were good. We did great work. I did great work. The guys did great work. But there was, no doubt about it, a tidal force at our back. And one of the things that makes me happy about the story stuff, actually, the deeper I get into it, and should really, really make you think about how important this is to your business, excuse me, is that story is a tidal force. It is wired into us at such a deep level. You know, whether we're telling ourselves stories or telling other people stories, whether it's intentional or unintentional, it is going on all the time. So an understanding of how to do it is such a multiplier. It is such a multiplier for your business, whatever it is. So even though I'm up at 6 a.m. on a Saturday to work, even though that coalescing all of the knowledge that I've gathered in the last year or 18 months is, and putting it into a structure, this project at the moment is feeling overwhelming. I know that in 2 or 3 or 4 hours, or maybe tomorrow, or maybe Monday, I'll have done it. I'll have done that work, and I'll have something that is really, really powerful, a really powerful piece of training, and will allow clients, people who come on the training and what have you, to take advantage of that tidal force that's in all of us. And I think that's pretty big. I'm pretty excited. And I hope you're excited about your Saturday too. Thanks for listening. It's a subscriber-only episode today. And obviously you're listening to this on Sunday, but you're still listening to it because you're a subscriber, and I really, really appreciate that. And you can tell I haven't spoken to another human this morning, can't you? I've got a radio voice. Anyway, thanks for listening, and be back tomorrow with episode 299. Oh, we're nearly there. Bye now.